Today in our home management class, talk about some specific ways in which we can deal with our clothing and organize. How I go about my clothing care pretty much has been adapted by a majority of people. It's not foolproof, though, in the sense that it's the only way we can do it. So there's always several options, but I thought I would tell you some things. One thing is having a system, whatever it's going to be, is an important thing. Having a place for everything and keeping things in their place is very important. With socks, I pin them together with a safety pin, mostly because it keeps them together in your drawer and going through the laundry and makes it more efficient. Now, you could fold your socks and just lay them together as a pair. I like the idea of pinning them because it actually keeps them together through the wash. If you're in a professional situation where you might wear nylons or trouser socks, even dress socks of any kind, men or women's dress socks of some kind, you might get those lingerie bags and launder them in a lingerie bag. And that way you could have more than one, and you could put your dark colored socks in one lingerie bag and use another bag for your white or your lighter colored things. And it does keep things nicer in the wash. They don't get all jumbled up to the same degree. Having shirts and things like this on hangers in your closet. Now, in your drawers, I keep stuff like your more casual t-shirts of a fabric that's not going to wrinkle so much. And it depends on what you like to do and how much space you have for things. But that's where I would keep more t-shirts and maybe sweats and casual jeans. If it's summer, your shorts. My husband likes to keep a lot of things in the closet. There's pants hangers. A lot of times you would put shorts or pants would be on those pants hangers. And it does, you can get quite a few in a closet. If you're in a work situation, going to work, maybe you like the theater. Maybe you like going out to eat dinner. I would keep those kinds of clothes hung up in the closet. I tend to organize my closet, slacks and dressier stuff on one end of the closet and your more casual wear on the other end of the closet. For men and women, you can hang shirts and slacks on the same hanger, and that keeps them together if you want to organize your dress wear in that sort of a way. My husband likes this. Since he's been retired, he likes to wear kind of a dress shirt with a print and maybe a sweater over it in the winter months and then some dress slacks. And so he would hang his shirt and his sweater on the same hanger together. And that way he knows what matches. If it's a suit, you might have your suit with your shirt and your pants and your tie all on the same hanger. You certainly could use a labeling system. There are some really good labeling systems as well that are tactile. But if you don't know Braille yet or don't have a system figured out that way, hanging things on a hanger together makes a lot of sense. Dress for success. In other words, whatever you're wearing, feel good about what you're wearing, wear a smile on your face, hair comb neatly, having shoes polished if that's appropriate, and just kind of looking very put together. If it's casual wear going out, that's fine. If it's being more dressed up, people are looking at us as blind individuals. They think, wow, you really look nice. Who helped you? Who got you dressed? Who picked out your clothes for you? Well, I did. I did my hair. I don't wear a lot of makeup, but you know, I might put on lip gloss that's got a color to it or something like that. But, you know, I fix myself up. My husband is totally blind. He does his own grooming and that kind of thing, shaves and whatnot. So it's like this idea that we need somebody living with us to take care of us is what you want to dispel. I actually was in a store one time doing some shopping, and it was a women's store. A lady came up. It was me and a friend, two friends, but the one gal was sighted. The other two of us were blind. And so the clerk in the store automatically assumed that the sighted lady with me was our CNA, certified nurse assistant. And I just burst out laughing. I went, who, Julie? Don't need a CNA to follow us along in life just to be able to look nice or go into a store or do shopping. There's many ways you can recruit information. We can know what our clothes are, even with color identifiers or all the apps that have colors. There are new colors. And so you don't have your basic navy, black, red. There were always a few shades of red and a few shades of pink. But now they blend colors together. So you get things like mauve, or okra. You hear these things, and sometimes you'll have to have somebody describe, well, you know, it's in this color family of colors. If you've never seen, that's totally fine as well. You can learn the certain colors. I tend to be traditional and stick with your black slacks, black skirt, tan, navy, white in the summer, because I want to look put together. If I'm shopping with somebody and I can ask the question, does this look good? Winter color people wear kind of darker colors better, or bright summer colors. There's people that are fall colors and spring that would wear more of your pastels and your browns. So for me, the fall colors can wash me out, the yellows. And somebody says, oh, this is a pretty outfit, but it sounds a little odd to me, but they'll say, oh, that really looks nice on you. Well, then I might wear and I might purchase that. It's totally fine to get descriptions of things in the stores. Dressing for success, looking nice and being pleasant, smiling, offering your hand to shake somebody that's coming up to you to greet you. If you're looking for someone in a office place, you're greeting somebody at the theater, you run into somebody that's just overly friendly, offer your hand in some way, express friendliness. I think that go a long way. We've got a lot of fabrics that are very wash and wear. You put it in the wash. Most washing machines these days do pretty well with keeping clothes together. They don't overly wear them out. There's a lot of settings on your washing machines, like your permanent press or your hand wash setting. So you can put things in, put them on wrinkled, shake your stuff out when it's dry, and you're pretty much good to go. But they're still ironing. And I like every now and then to iron a shirt. If it's a material that kind of has a feel for wrinkling, or it's a cotton shirt, you want it to look just extra crisp. Maybe you're going for an interview. Maybe you're getting your pictures taken and you just want to look extra sharp. I learned how to iron at a very young age. My mother had me practice on a lot of things that people don't normally iron these days. It was a way for me to learn. When I'm putting something on an ironing board, I'll spread it out kind of section by section. I'll do a sleeve first. And I'll lay a long sleeve, and I get the shoulder seam kind of up by the smaller rounded end of the ironing board. And I'll lay it out flat with your cuff kind of to the wider part of the ironing board. And I'll just smooth it out with my hand first, and then you can iron it. Irons have a steam setting on them. So if you have somebody go over the iron with you, I actually will put water in the iron. A way to do that without just making a total mess, fill your sink up just a little bit with water. Take one of those bulb syringes that like you can swish your ears out, and I'll suck water up in that and then put it right in the top of the iron and just squeeze it in there. And you can do that two or three times, and that's usually a fairly good amount of water. Less mess as well. And I'll carry the iron into the sink area and set it on the sink and do that, and then carry it back in the bedroom and or wherever I'm ironing and plug it in. Now there's a way that you iron top front breast on the right side of your shirt. And then there's the back shoulder aspect to the shirt. And it would be in front of the seam or in back of the seam that's on your shoulder. And so you can lay that out around the rounded end of the ironing board. It's kind of around the collar and that top one or two buttons, that whole shoulder area right there. And just smooth it out with your hand and then press it and then turn it around so that it's on the back side, but on that same side of your shirt. And so I would do the front and the back of the right side, then the front and the back of the left side. And then I would move to the body or the length of the shirt. And I would put it on the ironing board, stretch it all out. And if there's a pleat in the back of the neck, especially on a men's shirt, and a lot of women's shirts too, there's a pleat there. Kind of pay attention to that so that you press that pleat down and you don't undo the pleat, so to speak. But you keep that pleat there. I just put the iron right over the top of it and get a good steam on that and press that. Work up and down the length and rotate your shirt. I usually start from kind of the far side of the shirt and rotate it around that rounded end of it so that when you wind up, it would be the front left of the shirt that you're actually working on. And so the buttons would be right there, kind of work in and out of the buttons and stuff a little bit too. And then I do my collar last, the front and the back of the collar. And then you just kind of give it a little shake, put it on a hanger, and it just helps make a real crisp look for your clothing. It's a useful skill to do. And it's just another way of making sure that your clothes are really crisp for wearing suits and that kind of thing, or dresses. skirts. When you buy something, make sure whether it needs to be dry cleaned or not. I typically do not buy stuff that needs to be dry cleaned. Now, if you're going to a real formal event, sometimes that can't be helped. That's the kind of clothing you're going to get. If you need to launder your clothes by the dry cleaners, one thing you might try is taking it to the dry cleaner after you've worn it so that the next time you need it, it's hanging up clean in the closet. There are overnight kinds of laundering and 1 or 2 hour type laundering places. Sometimes can be a hassle transportation-wise or your schedule or whatever to try and remember to get all those kinds of things in. So it might be a good habit to take it to the dry cleaners right after you wear it, and then that way it's already fresh for you to use. Marking washing machines, we've had to replace ours a couple of times. They don't make them like they used to. Maytag washer and dryer. The reason being, it had actual knobs on it that turned, dials that turned. They clicked the different settings. And there was a raised little notch on the front of the knob so that you could feel where you're aiming this. And that has seemed to be really helpful to us with labeling things. Sometimes you can get so busy with labeling things. I put labeling tape on the surface of the, around the dial of the washing machine, but I can put labels that I forget what they are. So the simpler you can keep it is probably better. So you can put labeling tape around. I've had a family member read it for me and then put a little braille on labeling tape and stick it on there. You could put a dot on there for like normal setting, or maybe you want a wrinkle-free setting or your hand wash, things that you're going to use the most commonly. With ours, again, since it's got knobs that actually turn and click and notch into place, with your cold water, your warm water, you can tell those really easily. They go from left to right, left being the coldest, right being the warmest. When you go to the store to purchase something like this, actually, don't just talk to the clerk. Get your hands on the appliance, because you want to know yourself that the terminology you're using, like, does it have a notch? Does it have a dial? Or is it all touch screen? And they say, oh, no. Then you get it home and that touch screen didn't work if you couldn't see what was on the screen itself. There can be screens where you can put a label on them and they're not heat activated. In other words, with just the touch of your finger, the heat of your finger would activate something. Those might be okay, but in most instances, be sure you put your hands on the appliance and learn how it works. Have them work it through with you in the store so that you are familiar with that, because you don't want to pay all that money and get home and next thing you know have to take it out. Keeping track of your clothing, we keep a basket. I'm thinking of colors and not having colors bleed together. I have a basket for white clothing and one for colored. If something is new and it's colored, you might want to wash it, and it's totally washable, but you might want to wash, like, say, dark black things or navy together the first time or so in case they would bleed. Most things do not, are color fast, and so they don't bleed together, but you can still have that happen. And putting something that's a lighter color with something that's dark might not be the best choice. So having a separate clothing basket for each of those things is helpful. As far as stains, there's all kinds of ways that you can make sure that your clothing is not stained. Sometimes you're wearing something, you'll be eating spaghetti, and all of a sudden feel something kind of slap you. If you know that and you're at home, I would go find a safety pin or a piece of tape or something like that that you could put on that place so that when you change your clothes, you could know where that stain is. There's various stain remover things, stain sticks, Tide stain sticks, that's like a kind of a deodorant stick looking thing. And so you just roll it up and you can swipe it right on the area where that stain was, if you know where that is. There's little pins that are like an ink pen, but they have stain remover stuff in them. I know people that carry those in their purses. So if they're going out to eat and something happens, they can do it right then and there. And some of them actually erase the stain to some degree. So depending on what it is that you've dropped, sometimes you can actually erase the stain a little bit. Now, I'm not so lucky usually. I don't usually find that I know where everything is. You might have a family member or somebody. Be My Eyes would be a good one for this. That app, Be My Eyes. Call them up and say, I want to make sure this shirt doesn't have any stains on it before you launder it, because then you can apply your stain remover stuff. They can help you put it in the correct place, and then you can launder it. Typically, cold water is best. Shout is a spray thing you can use if you know where the stain is. Just one or two quick sprays and it's pretty good. You don't want to overdo it. I have done that as well. And it can kind of leave a little, for lack of a better term, maybe a grease kind of stain or something from using too much. So you kind of want to have a balance. You don't want to spray it to death, but you want to get enough to cover the situation. If you're going out of town, I'll use our national conventions as an example. Sometimes I want to make sure that I'm completely matching things up correctly, because it is a business kind of a convention. I might want to get together a little lineup of clothing that I know matches each other, that is neatly pressed, no stains. So I might have a friend, Be My Eyes, whoever it is, could look at your clothing, match things up, and kind of tell you how they look. And this helps just to know that you're real put together for the situation that you're in. Most of us know what our clothing is like. We keep track of it day to day. We know how to launder. We know how to do all these things. You just want to have that extra confidence in how you're going to look. The same with shoes. Do my shoes look too scuffy on the toes? Do I need to maybe bump it up and get a new pair of shoes? Or do I need to polish them? If you're a patent leather type of a shoe or shinier surface, even leather, you can take a little bit of Vaseline on a soft cloth, not a big amount of it, but a little bit, and kind of shine up your shoes that way, and then take the dry cloth afterwards and kind of buff them off. Does anybody have any questions at this point?
Judy had her hand raised before me, and then Nancy, and then I have a question.
Okay.
Judy?
Laundry and socks. You mentioned the lingerie bags and having dark stockings in one and light ones in the other. But how do you know which are the dark and hit which are the light?
I would probably keep the socks still pinned in the lingerie.
You can't do that with lingerie, though. You can't stick a pin in the stocking. You'll have a run.
Outside of the bag, I might put a safety pin in the part, like mine's zip. So up in the top where the zipper is, stick a pin in there of the bag and mark that with a safety pin that is your dark blank, could be your white bag.
Nancy Yeager has a question.
Having to replace your washer, an apartment or a small condo. Not all condos, and I guess sometimes homes, use standard size washers and dryers and dishwashers. You always want to make sure that before they take your old dishwasher or whatever it is out, that somebody that you trust comes and measures it. The place I lived, and nothing is standard. Because what happens is if you don't do that and you get this washer delivered or dishwasher delivered and somebody goes to put it in for you, it doesn't fit. Big box stores, they don't have all the size variations.
Yeah, man, Ms. Ruth. Colors of bleeding in the wash. When I was first married, I washed a red blanket in with the white items and everything came out a lovely shade of pink. Makeup. So you were saying something about makeup, and I was on a Zoom call once and it was a blindness membership group, and a lady had forgotten to blend her blush. So she had these two red circles on her cheeks. So can you use like Be My Eyes for that? Like to say to the person, did I blend my makeup? Can they tell you?
Yeah, I would think so.
Definitely.
How do you deal with tag instructions, which are unreadable? They're so tiny. How is there any way to figure out what's washable just by feeling it? I guess you can't. You'd have to read the tag. You have to know.
You pretty much have to read the tag. And what I get in the habit of doing, if I can, if it's a gift, I might ask the person that gave it to me. If it's in the store, I will ask, what are the washing directions? Or does it need to be dry cleaned? You might not remember everything about it, but there again, you could send yourself a text and say, you know, I'm buying this and this needs to be cold water. So I usually do it right when I purchase it, if I have that choice. A lot of the barcode readers now, the Summit, you can add your own label into it. You can record your own label. And so if you had somebody scan that label and then you recorded what the directions were, then the next time you scan that specific label on your clothing, it would read those same directions. So sometimes you can use a barcode reader to create your own labels.
Send yourself a note and just say, you know, take a note washing directions. And then you can put it in there. And then the next time you can come up and just say, read my washing directions note. And you can have, put all your things right there. Number one, the black shirt. This is it. Number two, and you can keep adding to that. So that's just another possibility. There's a note app on your phone automatically. It's a native app. And I use it all the time. I'm in the doctor's office and he says, your appointment is next week. You can put it in reminders too, but I put it in notes. And the thing about notes is if you name the note right away, like NFB Senior Division Meeting Minutes, and then when you call it up, you just say that, NFB Senior Division Meeting Minutes, and it'll read your whole thing. So I use notes all the time.
Now, Nancy has her hand raised.
You can also get the Pen Friend. There are tags for refrigerator stuff. There are special stickers for laundry.
Pen Friend is an awesome tool, and it can be purchased through the independent market. And it's not terribly expensive, and it's a very low-tech kind of an item to use. But it's for labeling of all different kinds. Another type of thing you can use for labeling are, there are metal tags that actually have little braille symbols on it, like R for red. You can sew those into your tag of your clothing and it's out of the way. You don't really feel it and they'll go through the wash and everything. So that'll mark your clothing. The other thing you can use are safety pins that have little raised dots on them. And the independent market has those as well. And there's one, two, or three dots on these safety pins. And you can kind of make your own little system. Navy has one dot. Your black has two dots and your tan has three dots, then you could put that in your notes, like Jenny was saying, on your phone. Then you'll always know which one it is. So you remember that way. Mark your slacks, your shirts with those little clothing tags. The independent market is headquarters of the National Federation of the Blind in Baltimore, and it is actually a store where you can purchase at aids and appliances. And they have a catalog. They're real friendly to talk to on the phone. You can go to nfb.org and find Independent Market as a link. Phone number 410-659-9314. I think number 3 is Independent Market, but I could be wrong. But listen to the message that it gives you there, and it will tell you how to dial the Independent Market. And they're really wonderful. They have recorders, the dots, the braille paper, slates and styluses, a tape recorder, a little digital recorder that you can use to take notes with. They have games, things for sewing, the little needle threaders. There's a really wide variety. There's some kitchen items, canes, of course, all kinds of canes.
This is Michelle Primer from Rochester. Is that Notes app on an Android phone?
Yes, it's a native app. It's on every phone. I guess it depends on it. Mine is called Samsung Notes. It's just like a whatever your model of phone is. It has some sort of a note-taking app. June has her hand raised.
One thing that I'm having a major problem with is sewing. I'm not unable to thread the needle by myself. Mm-hmm. What is a good tactic to thread the needle?
What I have used is called a needle threader. And the independent market has different ones. There's one that's in a long little case, kind of might look like a lip gloss case, only thinner, a threader on either end of it. And it's got a loop to it. And that loop, you stick through the eye of the needle, you secure your needle in a pincushion or whatever, and then you put the threader through the eye of the needle, then you put the thread through that loop of the wire loop, and then you pull that through the eye of the needle. You pull it backwards out through the eye of the needle once the thread's in there. So the threader has a little tiny bit of a handle to it. You kind of have to flick back and forth to find the actual hole where the eye of the needle is. And that can take a little time. But once you get it in there and feel it on the other side with your other hand, you pull it so that it's through the needle more. And the loop is on both sides of the needle now. The handle's on one side, the loop is on the left side, I'll say. So then you put your thread through that wire loop and you pull the threader back out of the needle. And that's what threads the needle.
While holding on to the thread.
Yeah.
I was taught things like that over the phone by the Crafters Division. They actually have courses on how to learn to knit. They just speak it to you over the phone and walk you through it. And you can take 1 hour if you need to learn how to thread that needle.
Walmart, they also carry them. There's just various kinds of them.
Now, should I use a big needle with the big eye?
That helps when you're first learning. That definitely helps when you're first learning. It gives you the concept of how to go about it.
Marion from Rochester again. How does one figure out what is the newest style and age-appropriate styles?
I've got some friends that like to go shopping, and I might recruit someone like that to just kind of give me an eye. You could go to a store and tell them you're just browsing. You would like to get some ideas of things that would be appropriate. Like, and I would stick with kind of a main store like a Dillard's or a Talbot's or a Pico's or someplace where you know they carry clothing that would be age appropriate. Call ahead of time. Tell them you would like a consultant to go around in the store with you. Now, I didn't realize that so many stores still did that, but I think your bigger stores might still do that. If you've got a close friend or somebody like that, a little more somebody you trust, they know you better. They know what you like. That might be my first go-to, but I also would have called people in the stores and done it that way.
And this is Judy. It is possible that they won't walk around the store with you. The way most of the personal shoppers work is you sit in a dressing room, they meet with you, talk to you about the kind of things you want, and then they bring clothes to you to try out.
QVC is someplace that, during the pandemic especially, I've purchase clothing on there, and you can find your fashion people on that show. Like Susan Graber is somebody that's pretty up to date, pretty modern. She's got tasteful stuff. So you can find your people there. They describe things, they tell you the pattern. And when you call in, I've said before, I'm blind. I'm just going by the description. Could you tell me what the pattern is like or the color is like? Exactly. I don't understand.
Halverson with a quick comment in Newsline. But it's possible that some of the magazines that you used to read are now available on Newsline, and that would give you some information.
And again, Newsline is one of the services from the NFB where you can read newspapers and magazines, and it's free of charge. You just have to register for it. And I think we are talking about that in another
on Thursday in the tech session. They'll be all about Newsline.
Hey, so you'll learn how to use that. It's
over the telephone as well.
Thank you so much.